Hey, this is Mike Bobbitt. I'm a guy who used to make things, and sometimes I still do. These days, I prefer making podcasts, and I have a new one called Soundtrack to My Life. On this podcast, I talk to different creative people about the music that shaped them. Sometimes the conversations are funny, and sometimes they're just kind of sweet.
I love that Pina Colada song. Yeah, I do.
Rihanna has had a huge impact on my songwriting.
I'm diving into the ocean, finding that one fish that has the toxins, and I'm just drinking those toxins all day.
Maybe they're saying, like, you should now go forth and rock. It's like a peace be with you situation.
I also have a playlist called F Jams. One in. To it, just in case.
We danced to a jazz version of My Favorite Things.
Soundtrack to My Life. It's available exclusive on Spotify. It's a exclusive. I'm going to try to make that word take off. It's a music plus talk show, meaning I can play songs in their entirety. So think of this as an interactive playlist with some of the coolest creative people I know, and you should know too. Soundtrack to My Life, a Spotify exclusive.
It's fucking, it's irreparable, dude.
I know about half slabs. I know about quarter slabs.
Ribs?
Yeah.
You thinking about ribs?
Dry rub.
St. Louis
style. You know about quarter round?
I know everything there's no about quarter round, dude. You want to put some trim down? You want to finish the shoe?
Yeah.
Let's finish the shoe.
Don't bother me, none.
Fresh off a tour, Nick Kelly. Southwest tour.
Yeah, dude. An unplanned tour. I got fans like that.
Yeah.
No, but it felt genuine. Like, it felt like great to do comedy and not have this little thing in the back of your head of like, they might be sick of me.
Right. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a new, it smells like a new state.
Yeah, dude. And new shit. I mean, when you go out there, it's the first time they've heard you. It's the best fucking feeling, especially when you're a murderer like you.
You should.
Not that I've never been out of. Well,
oh, no, go ahead.
Not that I've never done comedy out of... I've noticed that right away. Like, just Toledo gets my dick hard a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm like, no, I gotta go. I'm real traveling. I gotta fly Delta to Toledo.
That's when you made it. That's when you know you made it.
It's an eight-minute flight.
So yeah. I just got on the Delta train, and then I say it to them, and they both agree immediately. Ian says he flies... What was
Virgin.
It? Virgin.
If I can do Virgin Airlines...
Virgin doesn't fly out of here.
Yeah, they don't fly
out anymore. But they used to, and it was fucking amazing.
Yeah,
you'd show up.
72 of them in there.
They got disco balls going. Fucking this bitch is like, hey, old, like, here's your free drink.
What? How much was that for the disco?
I don't know. Like, I found it when I went to San Francisco once.
From where?
Detroit to San Francisco and back, both Virgin, both ways. And yeah, I got on, and they have like. The whole ceiling's like multicolored, and it's fucking.
Yeah, see, I don't
like
know. I don't want to do disco
that's,
playing.
Let me comment on that. The guy, when I had to do the middle seat, the guy closed the thing at first, and I don't fly too often, you know. I've flown like maybe 15 times in my life.
All right.
That's
including
an
both ways.
Yeah, I was
including
say, that's,
both
that's
ways.
Okay, yeah.
But
there and back, so seven times.
Yeah, but like he closed the thing, and I was like wanting to look. Oh, it's the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Oh, look, what do you think? How many, look how small they are.
Yeah.
All that shit. And
he
closed
it.
And then later, they just turned off the lights, and I was like, thank you. He was right the whole time.
Yeah.
This is how rich people fly.
Yeah. You catch the red
eye. You don't
eye.
Look at the earth.
Yeah, no.
You don't care about that. You just fucking...
Yeah, when I fly, I only look up. I want to see the great blue. I want to see the great blue yonder, dude.
Really?
I don't want to know what's going on down there, dude.
I mean, when I fly, I'm too worried about the box cutter and my pants.
Where's the top windows in planes?
Oh,
there's
dude,
so
they
much
should be
put a
sunroof.
Put a moonroof. Put a moonroof
on
a plane.
Thank you. Couple of moonroofs, dude. That would be dope. I wonder if it probably has something to do with the pressurization. But even if that thing popped off, Kay, you're in a convertible. You're fine. You land those all the time.
It's the same pressure coming this way as it would be this way on the crease.
One would think. And honestly, probably. No, because there's more pressure on top because of your aerodynamicism. Your aerodynamism.
You think so?
It seems like
dynamism.
Yeah, because it all collects there, maybe.
Yeah.
The wind is stronger there.
Yeah.
Might unscrew the screws.
Yeah, dude.
With the spin.
It might bust some rivets, dude.
Yeah.
You don't want to be a rivet busting son of a bitch on a plane, no. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, rivet.
Anyway, so you did okay. He did a fucking comedy festival. I'm sure it was fun. But let's get back to Phoenix. Were those mics?
I'm just here.
No, you said it was fun. Indy was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I don't like your shirt.
Huh?
Your shirt's bothering the fuck out of me.
Why are you you homophobic?
No, I'm not.
So why do you hate this shirt then?
What's the shirt say?
What's that gay?
This is a lesbian bar shirt.
What is it? What's it say?
It says Hoosier Homo.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it said loose homo.
That's gay?
No.
What's wrong with who's your homo?
I just don't like it.
Who is your homo? It's just a question.
This is a gay bar in Indiana.
That's fine.
Why are you so homophobic?
I just don't like the design of like the state of Indiana and then like the connection.
Oh, shit. It's the state of Indiana. Sit back. Let me see that shirt. I love your shirt.
I don't like it.
I'm supporting my people.
The name of the bar is Hoosier Homo?
No.
So great.
Or is it called the Hoosier?
That's not the name of the bar. That's just the t-shirt that they made. The bar is called the Backdoor. It's a lesbian bar.
That's weird.
Very. It should be called the Front Door.
Well, it's called the Backdoor because you literally have to go in through the alley. Like there's no entrance on the from the street.
I went to a place.
So it's just practically named that.
Yeah.
It's just practically a fucking fire hazard.
But like, I don't know. It's almost like repping Ohio.
Wearing an Indiana shirt.
Yeah. Like, it just feels dirty, you know?
Yeah, dude. Indiana's way cooler than
Ohio. It was a free-ass t-shirt, and a lesbian with a legit mustache gave it to me.
Legit
mustache.
Like, your style
like
mustache?
Like, my style mustache.
Get the fuck out of here.
I 100%.
Did she high-five you, and you're like, meow?
She didn't want to give it to me because she didn't think I would wear it because of the design. I was like, I don't give a shit. It's a free t-shirt. I'll fucking wear it.
I still wear t-shirts with Cartman on it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's better than...
I still wear my Looney Tunes t-shirts with the crisscross.
You wear that? Pants.
I bought a Looney Tunes t-shirt not that long ago.
I still wear my Airspray Tupac shirt that I got at
the airbrush one.
Oh, my God. At the county fair?
You know, he got it down in Gibraltar.
Did you?
He got it down at the Gibraltar trade show. Yeah, he traded it.
I miss Gibraltar.
I do, too. Gibraltar kind of rocked.
So, like, I want to go to a flea market and, like, haggle. And where do I go now?
Nowhere. I think that there's that flea market on like 9 or is
it's
it on 9?
Like no, it's gone.
The one at 94
the one in Warren?
No, the one in Hazel Park. It's right by where the Kmart was.
I think that one's definitely gone, but I think there's one up in Mount near close to Mount Clemens.
Really? There is one in Waterford on Dixie Highway.
There's other ways to haggle. Yeah. You can haggle elsewhere though.
You
just want to haggle.
I love haggling.
Gibraltar ruled though.
Yeah,
like it was
Gibraltar
cool.
was sweet. You get a tattoo, a fucking leather jacket,
an SNES.
Yeah,
you could walk in there and just get cool.
Yeah,
get a tattoo and a leather jacket.
They had records. They had vinyl. I got like a bunch of vinyl from there.
From
actually.
Gibraltar.
Yeah,
my you parents met it. There.
Really?
No.
On a date at the hot dog stand. No,
it was like, yeah, but it's a staple.
That's where me and Keith had our first kiss.
his parents were both eating a hot dog and their lips met in the middle. Lady and the Tramp style.
In the Carhartt store, dude.
Like on accident.
On accident. They're both looking away, just munching their hot dog, and all of a sudden their eyes met. It's like, damn, let's make a baby.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they're fucking in the bathroom, dude.
Yeah, probably. You were conceived at the Gibraltar Trade Center flea market.
You were.
Dude, Bob Seger was playing in the parking lot.
Those are pop-up bathrooms. Yeah. Those are pop-up bathrooms. They haul away those bathrooms every weekend.
Yeah, your parents went there to buy an Oriental rug, and they came home with a fucking baby.
they came home with a Persian-looking baby.
That's your lineage.
Gibraltar?
Yeah.
Dude.
What is that name from? What is that?
Gibraltar's like, it's like the Plymouth Rock Association, isn't there? Like
old English Gibraltar.
I just thought it was a guy. That's why they got
the
guy.
No, that sounds like a place.
Jim Gibraltar.
Yeah.
CPA.
Jiminy.
Marcus Gibraltar.
Marcus Gibraltar. Yeah, he played point guard in the 70s for the fucking Globetrotters.
For the Flyers.
But I think I'm going to go start doing flea markets.
I imagine it's just a Google away.
Yeah.
You want to
isn't Facebook Marketplace just a fucking flea market?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, but he wants a physical place to go.
Yeah. I want to go haggle.
Where you can be intimidating.
And like work it, dude.
Yeah, dude. I get it. You should go to a fucking gun show.
You walk. Oh, I've. Yeah.
You should go to a gun show.
That's how I got all my Yeti cups.
At gun shows?
Yeah. Fucking, oh, yeah.
For yeah, you just jump behind the counter, grab a gun, and just start fucking stealing people's Yeti cups.
Yeah.
Fucking coffee creamer.
I got my Yetis for like $15, bro.
Damn, dog.
Yeah.
That's where they're Vetties.
No, they're real.
Dope-ass Vetties, dog.
You can scan them and everything.
Word?
Yeah.
Scannable?
QR code.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, when I worked for that floral shop, they bought these Yeti cooler bags for one event.
Mm-hmm.
And my job that day was to deliver flowers, whatever, and drop off these at Dick's Sporting Goods. And I left one in the car on accident, and I dropped,
sure.
dropped them off. I did, because, no, there was like four of them. And I had three of them, and I thought I left it at the place or whatever. And they were like $327.
Yeah.
Each. And then I definitely didn't forget that in the back of the car. You know what I mean? Because I discovered I could get it back in cash. It was paid in cash for whatever fucking reason.
I had to take those sunglasses away from Ian because he was being a 9-year-old.
Yeah. You know the microphones pick all of that up.
Yeah, yeah. Right? I get
so well,
get
if you meditate,
he's immediately going to grab something else to fuck
get the
with.
No, I flicked
that's
the
why
corner
I,
away.
That's why my
me.
Story wasn't so interesting because I was thinking about your classes.
Yeah.
Let's get back to your folks fucking at a flea market.
How are your
you know where
shows?
They did actually meet is a Ruby Tuesdays.
Did yeah. they? Mm-hmm. Was your mom serving or she a hostess?
No. They yeah, right. like met there. Like
Ruby Tuesdays where we found out Michael Jackson died.
What?
Yeah.
Place you couldn't get a fucking cheeseburger. Again
coincidence?
Yeah, we were at Ruby Tuesday and then the TV was on at the bar.
Oh, where we found I thought
me and Keith.
I heard that as
that's where Michael Jackson died. Yeah. Yeah. I was just wrong.
I'm fucking retarded because I know he died in his bed.
In his bed.
No, but no. It might have been in a bed at Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah, he might have had a bed. He might have had a bed
that
at
is
Ruby
not
Tuesdays.
Out of the realm of possibility no. for that one person.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. He had a Ruby Tuesdays, built in yeah. Neverland.
Snoozy
Ranch.
Tuesdays.
It was a snoozy Tuesdays.
Ruby Snoozdays. That's better, right? I see I'm a rapper at heart.
Instead of a salad bar, it's just fucking a tablet bar.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of fucking different capsules and
ether masks, dude.
And a roller coaster with
yeah,
a,
there's
with
just
a
fucking,
donkey.
There's like plague masks over the walls. Yeah,
just dude. A bunch of different sedatives.
A giraffe. A giraffe punching in the small room.
Just a bunch of like super pale people. In a dark ass room,
just fucking zombie
bunch
doll.
Of them.
Yeah,
strobe lights. Now I'm seeing.
It's like you know in like I Am Legend when he'd come around the corner and he'd see like zombies all huddled together, and they'd be like growling, and he'd come around and try to get quiet real quick. That's basically what it was like at the Neverland Ranch. Ruby Tuesdays came around, just a whole bunch of people just fucking clustered up, fucking
that's
sedatives.
Really, that's what you think it was like.
All sedated, dude. Yeah, dude. It is Ruby Tuesdays.
I don't know, man. That's crazy.
At the Prince, at the King of Pops, Ruby Tuesdays. I guarantee that's what it was like.
It's just all like child actors, like former child actors,
chained to the fucking
the whole
table.
Fucking the yeah. whole crew of fucking Sandlot was there, fucking
like yeah. like
ankle chained together,
like
and Mighty Ducks,
like Mighty Ducks,
like River Phoenix and Corey Haim didn't really die. They yeah. just made that up so that Michael Jackson could fucking lock them away forever.
Yep.
You gotta watch out for Benny the Jet. He's still fast. That's yeah. a zombie.
Yeah, not when you got him on oxys.
Yeah.
Dude, that was terrifying in that movie when they're all huddled in that
oh,
corner.
Oh, dude. Yeah, and he comes
I don't like
corner.
Any shit
he's,
like
then
that.
He, the only thing that gets me about that, he'd have to tell his dog to be quiet. Like, if I look, how do I gotta tell my dog to be quiet? Like, fucking shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
If it won't shut the fuck up, you just throw the dog at the zombies.
I wouldn't do that, dude. Man's
we
best
should,
friend.
We talk about things that are scary in movies a lot. We should make a little list, just a little board, and mm-hmm. make a movie. Just out of all pins.
Yeah.
No,
oh, lots
no,
of pins.
And interesting. Yard. That goes under yeah. slash interesting. Yeah. I would say anytime you're in a room and a flashlight hits. Like
something
a dark
spooky.
Room and a flashlight hits a person.
Yeah, any person.
It could be just a, hi,
yeah.
I'm Greg. It doesn't matter. It's still kind of
do,
spooky.
No, oh, do yeah. it. Do a. Do,
it should be Greg picking his teeth. Be like, hey.
We should do a comedy, but with all the like horror like cues.
Yeah. Well, scary movie. Yeah.
Well, but oh. no, but they were parodying actual we're not yeah. parodying.
Like all of a sudden,
movies.
There's weird ambient music.
But
and...
it's like it's a comedy, but there's like jump laughs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Not just it can't be just clowns. Like it'll be panning. It'll panning slowly, you know, see a guy juggling rubber chickens.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you're like, oh, that's fucking
ominous shit. That goes up there, too. Ominous.
Ominous.
Doing some shit that he should hit that has no reason to be doing. Riding a tricycle.
Riding a tricycle. Ominous ambience. That's the fucking word we're looking for. The two words we're looking
Combine them somehow. Start a call up Jefferson. Speaking of Thomas Jefferson, do you mind if I tell this real quick?
We should.
Just this morning, I had somebody, the first customer of the day, wanted a shutter taken down, a plantation shutter. Okay.
Right. What's.
She's a racist. That's, no. Anyway, she wanted a shutter taken down, and it was in the notes, it was like she, you know, she doesn't like the on the way button, the notification, and all that. She wants a call when you're on your way. So I call her. I'm on my way. I get there. I'm walking up the stairs. She's got like three pictures of Thomas Jefferson walking up.
Outside?
In her house, in her stairs.
All right.
Well, she makes her bedroom.
And I get up there and I go, and I'm looking at it. And I go, you like Thomas Jefferson? She goes, you're a historian too? Or she goes, you're a historian.
Like, no, I just know the dial. I just know the five.
the big five. Yeah. She goes, you're a history buff too. And I said, I don't know about buff, but you know, I like some of the things he said. You know, just kind of teetering. And she's like, he's been taken over by the far left. And I go, no shit. She goes, first thing she says is, I'm hard of hearing too. You know.
Oh yeah.
But then she was started to get a little. She could hear what I was saying when I was like, oh really? She, yeah.
Yeah.
But she was taken over by the far left. You know. He's like. Because it's all. Have you ever been to Monticello? I said, yeah, in eighth grade, which is his home in Virginia.
Yeah. And, the man from Monticello, dog.
Yeah. And I was like, yeah. And she was like, taken over by the far left.
Jefferson was taken over.
Yeah.
Until they come up with, you know, he freed most of his slaves. I mean, except the ones that were his kids.
Yeah.
You know, didn't free them. He only freed a couple of the Hemings.
Well, I mean, the far left thinks people should have rights, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, they're co-opting Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah,
is what they're doing.
Exactly.
They're taking his. No, but she said this tour was like, you know, a few things he did, and then it was all slavery, slavery, slavery. And he's like, she was like, yeah, but they all did it.
You should have brought up
in
the
my
fucking,
head. I go, I'm charging you more.
You should have brought up the fact that he knocked all of the mysticism out of the Bible. You ever heard of the Jeffersonian Bible?
No.
It's at Monticello too, and they have a couple of different copies of it. He literally cut out all the shit that was like mysticism, like the ascension to heaven, all that, you know, all of that was removed. It ended up being like a fucking 68-page Bible, you know, because he got rid of all the shit in the New Testament that was any form of mysticism. He was like, just the basic teachings of Christ.
Yeah.
He was like, it's all it really was. And so, I mean, he was like not a religious, I mean.
No, yeah.
He didn't
cool.
believe in the mysticism.
Some of the shit
of
he wrote was cool, man.
Dude, yeah, the Declaration of Independence is pretty tight.
Yeah. It's pretty
tight.
You know,
one might say it's even inalienable.
I like this first shit better. I like this before he got famous.
What,
you
the
know
notes?
What I mean?
Notes.
The notes to Benjamin Franklin when he was in France.
Oh, dude, he wrote the rights of man from a planter in Virginia.
Yeah.
He did it was basically like a letter to King George being like, you motherfuckers need to back the fuck up. And it was all about the free will of someone who's on a separate continent and all that. His initial teachings of farming and the common rights of Americans prior to it being a separate country are fucking fascinating because it's all about like no one has to have rule over us. Mm-hmm. It really literally like it was he planted a seed that would turn into the Declaration of Independence because they wanted John Adams to write the Declaration. He was like, no, that motherfucker's got a doper pen than I do.
Was he the one that wrote the book? What was it called? Elders of Zion or some shit?
I don't know if he wrote Elders of Zion. I think he did the Turner Diaries.
Oh, okay.
That's what he did. The Turner Diaries.
Mein Kampf.
Yeah, Mein Kampf. Yeah, he did Mein Kampf.
Same thing.
Yeah. It was actually in English. It was My Struggle, but in the German print, it was called Mein Kampf.
Like I can separate it for whatever reason. When I like you know when I read their shit, I'm still like they're a smart. They were smart.
I mean, what is
polymaths, dude?
What is Mein Kampf? But like the rights, communist manifesto. You know?
Yeah. You think about it.
My struggle.
Well, Mein Kampf. Have you ever read it?
No,
it's just garbage.
I've read the communist
manifesto.
He's
wholly uneducated. Like, and the thing is, you have to understand, like the people that oh, it's garbage. garbage. He like, just
oh,
talks
what?
About
Hitler was a fucking moron? No yeah, way.
Great organizer. Great organizer. Great organizer. Could stir up a fucking crowd. But he was like, he was like, you have to think the version of the book that you read now is one that they've gone back and like edited yeah. to make it so it seems like he wasn't completely fucking an idiot.
Yeah.
Because he was just a, I mean, dropped out of school in fucking sixth grade.
Yeah.
You know, got in World War One when he was 17.
Mm-hmm.
Got out of World War One. Tried to be an artist for a little while. Couldn't fucking, you know, get his shit picked up. Wasn't a bad artist. Couldn't get his shit picked up.
Failure.
Blamed his teacher, who was a Jew. All the problems that was going on with the Jewish and the Weimar Republic's problems, and he just exploited it. He was a great exploiter.
He is.
You're talking just for the record. You're talking a little bit like him. You got a stick in your hand.
He okay. Right. He is a COVID comic.
Yeah.
That's Whoa. What Hitler is. He's Whoa. A COVID comic.
Whoa.
Because they started in COVID, and they started when the real comics were not doing comedy because we were like, it's not that important. We can fucking chill for like a little bit.
Yeah.
So then these dumbass COVID comics started, and they thought they were the shit because they were the only ones out there in the fucking open mics. And then when we came back and started running our shows again and didn't book them, they got all fucking butthurt and pissed.
Yeah.
And it's like, bitch, we were Spit. Here before you. Calm yeah. the fuck down.
Spit.
Save and like so he's like, I quit.
Save from your chest. Save it from your chest.
Spit that.
It's helped me out shit. Financially yeah. a lot, though. But this whole COVID comic thing. It's really helped me out. Book, tour.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Then he staged a fucking coup and got fucking caught staging a coup. They threw his ass in jail, and within fucking 5 years of him being out, he was the fucking chancellor of fucking Germany.
So
because he stirred up so many fucking dumb shit, fucking bigots.
So after we throw Trump in jail, in 5 years he'll be chancellor of the U.S.
yeah, super yeah. Trump's gonna come
I hope
out.
We adopt the word chancellor.
Be like prison
somewhere.
Rip, dude.
I don't care who gets it, but I want a chancellor. Is that fair? And I want a count.
yeah, dude. I just want to be a duke.
What if the president was a duke or a count?
Yeah.
Count.
I want to be the Duke of Detroit, dude.
You can.
No, because everyone starts calling me Dookie. Like, oh, you Dookie. Yeah, yeah. Fucking Detroit ass.
Well, that's natural.
Dookie Booty.
Oh, Dookie Booty.
Dookie Detroit.
Booty stinking in that B.
John shit himself all time.
What would you say in your ad? It would be like, booty stinking in that B. What you smell is what you see. Talking about that stanky cheat. Girl, I think your ass needs clean. Needs cleaned. And you'd be like, I'm John Mahar.
I'm John Mahar.
I'm the Duke now.
I'm the Duke of Detroit.
Yeah, yeah. Duke of Detroit.
It's like people are in their homes like, what does that mean? What does that entail?
I don't know, but I feel like we should bow. I don't know what that means, but we should definitely bow.
Yeah, Dukes.
Mm-hmm. When I walk by, I'm going to get a ring.
It's not dude. A king. It's not a queen, but I respect
mm-hmm. it. Yeah. I mean, dude, how cool. Count Mahar. Duke Mahar.
Count's got a scary thing to it, though, right?
Yeah, Count.
Yeah,
Count. I'd be a Count.
You'd be a count.
Co-opted yeah, by
this guy. You put a cape on this fucking
that,
guy.
I mean,
tomorrow.
That fits Count Rad August Gibbons.
Yes. Oh, God, dude.
Yeah. It's Dracula's far left. And that's what he co-opted the word count.
Uh-huh.
I just used the word co-opted loud. Oh, I know. In any
Are they talking about that a lot in Phoenix?
Yeah.
About co-opting things?
Dude, mini LA, I'm telling you.
Is it?
I talked to this OnlyFans chick. She was ashamed of herself, and I was like, dude. I was like, just looking at a big, gigantic. No, we had a great conversation. I don't
what are you doing?
I don't want to talk about
you're
it.
Half
this is the awkwardest thing ever.
Yeah, just say what you're
He's like
say.
Trying to talk and trying to puff at the same time. Just but fucking puff and then
he
talk.
Still doesn't know to use the
hold
button.
It. Hold it. Hold yeah. the button.
Hold the button.
I did hold it.
Oh, clearly not.
Yeah.
He's there like he's go. Like puffing and talking at the same time.
That's
yeah.
way too much.
Puff, dude.
Awkward.
That's way too much.
I'm sorry. About that moment.
Dude, I found some tuna for the chicken of the sea shit. Yeah. It's like a buck and a half cheaper, and I've been wanting to do nothing but shit my pants since I fucking got in the car with Ian today.
Yeah, that sucks.
Chicken of the sea, dude.
Yeah.
Why couldn't they just call it, like, tuna? Just, if you just said tuna on the can, I'd be like, that's a lot better than chicken of the sea.
Isn't it bumblebee or whatever?
Bumblebee's one kind. Starkist is another. And then you got chicken of the sea. Chicken of the sea is the low-end shit. And I got some of the low-end shit.
Chicken of the sea is the stuff that, like, it was, like, a little bit too good to give to dogs, but, like, probably still not good enough to give to humans, but they didn't want to waste it.
Yeah, it's like, it's a really pale fish.
Yeah.
The best one is, I can't believe it's not chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spray.
Chicken spray. Fish spray.
Dude, that sounds good. I'd eat that.
You spray it right in your mouth.
I'd open the top and just, like cheese whiz. I just drink that shit.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. I drink it less. I got 16 grams of protein in that fucking drink.
You ever had fish eyes?
Of course he's had fish eyes. I've had fish eyes.
Yeah. I was just asking everybody.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had fish eyes.
I got forced to do it. I fell to...
My dad used to eat all of that.
Fear factor, huh?
No, peer pressure.
My dad used to eat, like, all of that shit.
Yeah,
he would eat the eyeballs, the brain, the fucking balls, everything.
Hell yeah.
My grandma was like
that. I love that. I love that. I love that you have a memory of meeting a person like that. You know what I mean? Like, I feel that way about my grandpa.
Uh-huh.
Like, he would eat pig's feet and just eat a sausage raw or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like... I don't think you're ever going to see another person.
Bro,
like
I got homies like that all day.
Dude, I used to eat hot dogs.
Well, like, if you want to be.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I would just eat hot dogs right out of the fridge.
Raw ass, cold ass hot dogs.
And they'd catch you and you'd scurry away.
With three hot dogs in his fingers.
On all fours.
Yeah.
He's like a fucking zombie.
You'd have three raw hot dogs in one hand. Foot on the other.
We all know where the hot dogs was going, and he was wagging his tail all the way.
Hell yeah, dude.
Why would I use a hot dog for that? I would use my fucking bedpost.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Sitting hard. Rough.
It doesn't wag as well.
Jesus.
You got to think of the wag factor. You got to have a little flex in there.
It turns political. He starts wagging the dog.
You ever have like a sexual encounter that was all like animal? Like no animals, but like you guys were playing like you were a horse?
No, but I did get to like watch a weird furry sex room.
Nice.
I sponsored a furry sex room.
No shit.
Yeah, I like made alcohol for it at my house and like...
Yeah.
Yeah, and
you just made some toilet hooch for him.
Yeah, pretty much. And then
you should have made it in a fish tank. They'd be like, "Ooh, this tastes aquatic."
No, they're like, "Hey, we pay this much," and I was like, "All right." And so I fucking made him some underground hooch.
What do you get if you sponsor a furry sex room?
I got money, and I was like, "I want to be walked into the weirdest rooms of the weird," and they did.
I think I would probably say that same thing.
It seems like so much would be hidden if you're watching furry sex. Like,
it gets weird.
It gets a little hairy.
Yeah,
if you will.
I wore sunglasses that had like the top of Garfield's head. Have you ever seen those?
And people came up to you like, and you're like, no.
I just kept asking for still lasagna, human. Dude.
Did you have a butt plug tail?
No.
When I was a couple years ago, I think it was before COVID, when I was in Columbus, I went to a party with a couple friends that I made in Columbus.
Nice.
And it was like a mixed fetish party. So there were like furries there,
mm-hmm.
and I was like completely unfazed by it. Like I didn't even give a fuck. I was just like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It was a party.
It's a party.
Yeah. Well,
it makes them weird.
Well, guys can't have fun.
You don't know.
Guys can't dress up and have fun.
You kind of look over and, you know, the Looney Tunes are fucking, dude.
I mean, I was like, there were like two or three guys dressed as like furries, and I was just like, okay.
Only thing that
if I saw one at a 7-Eleven, I'd be like,
The only thing that weirded me out is if it, like, Tweety Bird was fucking Sylvester or something like that.
Yeah, something wrong.
Like, so you know, so you've never been on the internet?
Yeah, no. Or like Jerry was fucking Tom. I'd be like, no.
Yeah,
there.
Or Popeye's fucking like
Brutus,
like Lioness.
No, like the girl, like the girl from Frozen. You know what I mean? Like the times are off.
Yeah. I wouldn't like that.
Elsa.
Actually, I might like that.
Lisa.
Or like Alice in Wonderland's getting bent over by like getting finger fucked by Melisandre or whatever her name was. Who's the bad queen from Snow White?
You're getting real deep on it now.
Eric. I wouldn't like that.
I started it.
Oh, no.
I was just thinking of Disney characters. My apologies, guys.
It's all right.
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Getting a rim job.
Who should play the live action? Because he's bent over already. It's easy to. Pinocchio's nose going into Geppetto's ass while he... licks the clit of Tinkerbell, because he's got a pointy tongue, Geppetto. I don't know if you noticed.
And telling a lie.
He's making...
Just consistently saying, I'm not having a good time. Yeah, I'm not having a good time.
Yeah. Michigan J. Frog is just gagged in a sling.
Was that the CW Frog? Was Michigan J. Frog?
Yeah. Hello, my darling. Hello, my baby. Hello, my right hand girl.
Hell, honey, my heart's on fire.
Man, I wish I had that piano. You would play a little ragtime.
I know you could.
I love ragtime music.
I don't doubt it.
I think it's creative.
It's ragged out, dude. That's what I said. I was like,
you sound like you're on the rag, dude.
Oh my god!
Told you I'm in rap mode.
You are.
I'm waiting for Kendrick.
Drop one back.
Where are you at, K Dot?
K Dot's coming back with an entire album. That's why he hasn't responded yet.
Probably something.
He's gonna get done in 3 weeks.
He's doing a mixtape, an entire mixtape.
That's what I'm justifying.
That's how
he's gonna release it in the streets, yeah. Dude.
Mm-hmm. I want the sound of a gas station. He's like, I want the sound of a hippo orgasming. That's it.
He's in that creative stage where too far, and he'll pull it back pretty soon. Go back to the roots. Yeah, every good artist has that.
Then he's gonna go back.
That little Dewey Cox. That's why Dewey Cox is the best movie of all time.
Oh, dude, I'm still waiting for Walk Hard to come back to HBO so I can watch that fucker.
You know, I fucking so send it. I wish Eminem would have that pullback moment. Because he just keeps going further into pop, and it's just like, this is not good, dude. Like, go back to album one.
Died?
It's like, go back to album one. No. Go back to album one.
He's working on a new album. I'm interested to see what it is.
You know French, coup de grace? Do you know what that means?
Coup de grace?
Coup de grace?
Coup de grace, yeah.
Coup de grace, yeah.
No, it's P. There's no P, but when
a
you
coup.
Say it.
Coup de grace is a coup. I like
coup de grace, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which means something.
Which means the military is trying to take over presidential capability. Yeah. It's a coup de grace.
Says the coup d'etat. The death of Slim.
Huh?
Coup de grace. That coup de grace is not. That's a different thing.
C O U P space D E space G R A C E.
Carpe diem.
I think that's how it's spelled.
I don't know.
Eminem's new album is called The Death of Slim Shady.
I don't feel like
it's gonna be.
Pissed off.
Coup de grace. You're thinking of like a grand finale?
Yeah, that's what that is.
That's what you're thinking of.
Final blow or shot given to kill a wounded person.
Hell
or
yeah,
animal.
Dude. Mm. Hell yeah, dude.
Going after Drake.
Dang, kill shot. He should do a record called Kill Shot and go after somebody.
Didn't someone already do that?
Yeah, Eminem did that with Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah.
MGK.
MGKG. Mm. I want to hear him do I want to hear him turn the Swifties. I want to hear him go ham on the Swifties and see if he can pull some of them off the rail.
After this, you guys got to listen to Chris Brown's rap. I'm telling you.
Is he the one that beat up Rihanna?
Yeah.
Yeah. But the other guy that he's rapping against beat up a woman worse. So it's okay. So you're in? You're in a little bit? You know what I mean?
Have you seen him dance?
It's the bad versus the bad.
Have you seen him dance?
No, yeah.
It's fantastic.
We shouldn't support it by listening to his dope-ass track. His last line is like, you just got bodied by a singing N-word.
What?
Yeah, it's real thought out.
Yeah, when I say it like that, I shouldn't have said it. No, like, I should have just let you listen.
Oh, I'm glad we didn't have to beep it this week.
And this, I forgot who it's to. It's to the weakest member of Migos.
Lil Uzi Vert.
He's in the Migos?
Yeah.
Lil Uzi Vert was in the Migos?
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah.
Really?
Dang, dude. What about Young Blood? Was he in the Migos?
Young Blood? He was like, remember how like Wu-Tang had affiliates?
Yeah.
He was like that.
He was like Capadonna.
Yeah, he was a Migos affiliate.
Remember, so he was like the Locks.
Dripped in red.
Do you remember that Wu-Tang guy who set his house on fire and cut his dick off?
What was his name? I can't remember his name. He was on like PCP or some shit.
Yeah,
he like poked his eye out too, didn't he? Or no, he just cut his dick off.
He cut his dick off and jumped out of the third story window.
Yeah. What the fuck was his name?
That
I can't remember
sound
that.
Like somebody.
Was that Crazy Woo?
No.
Busy Woo. That's probably Busy Woo.
That's Busy Bone.
Oh, I'm thinking they're Bone Thugs.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
I can't either.
But I saw an interview with him, and he was basically saying that he's kind of glad he cut his dick off, because now he can focus on life.
I didn't know he survived.
Oh yeah, he survived.
That's a real.
I was just
easy
saying,
way to bleed
no,
out.
That didn't. He didn't fucking do that.
No,
and
for
somebody did that to him.
No,
he was
front
on
of a whole room.
Yeah, no, dude, he was on PCP. and he cut his dick off and
like, jumped out
of a window.
Could you imagine being like the dude not on PCP that watched that happen? Yeah. And then trying to be cool with everybody and being like, no, I'm pretty sure he was just smoking angel dust.
Yeah.
He clearly was smoking. Do you guys smell angel dust? It feels like that's an angel dust thing to do, right?
That's when you're like, well, I gotta keep going.
Where's the coat check?
Yeah.
And I forget what he said. He talks about why he cut his dick off. He like when he was high, I don't even remember what it was. He was hearing voices, probably had something to do with unmanageability.
Why?
Well, no, he was saying that he was like hearing voices and he thought that like cutting his dick off would like quiet the voices or something. So he like cut his dick off.
And all the voices got crazy loud. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
And then he jumped out the window.
Yeah.
All the voices.
That makes sense. After the cutting the dick off, thinking it would stop the voices and then not stopping the voices.
And the voices
totally
just got crazy loud. You're like, oh, I just fucked up bad.
Yes.
And then landing and being okay.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't okay.
No,
but being like, okay.
Right. So
he survived, which means like at some point he came to.
He didn't jump out the window and then stand up and just dust himself off. Right. That was crazy.
But let's say you come to in the hospital with a mean PCP hangover, no dick, and you're busted as shit because you fell out of a window.
Did he cut off the tip?
No, he cut like, his whole dick off.
At the root?
Yeah.
He weeded it?
Without getting the balls.
Without getting the balls.
That's interesting.
That's a sharp knife.
Yeah.
Did they reattach it?
He's like, just in case.
I don't think so.
He's like, I could probably skeet out the little hole.
They must have.
Well, I think that's why the thing is, if I was the one sober person there, I would immediately put that dick on ice.
You know what it is, dude? My shower handle came off the other day, and I forgot how it comes out of the faucet. It's just one stream.
Like, John would have been like, oh my God, we gotta get that on ice.
Someone get our igloo cooler. Get our igloo cooler. It's like you got a mouthful of gauze.
Y'all stupid, man.
Someone give me one igloo cooler.
Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much, man.
Y'all play too much.
That's stupid.
Oh, man. Yep, and then you just hear the door close, and I'm gone.
So,
I know exactly what to do here.
Did he break his legs and shit?
I saw a guy lose his finger on a saw once. I know exactly what to do here.
Yeah, like he broke some extra bones. And
yeah, I'm sure he did.
Like,
just imagine that he's coming to, and he's like, "Fuck my ankles." Oh, my knees.
No, like
me.
He like jumped.
Why is my dick hurt?
First?
Why is my dick hurt? Where's my dick? Oh shit! I forgot about the preamble. That jump.
He's like, damn, I got a headache too. I should jack off to get rid of this headache.
Oh shit.
Oh, where's like, my dick? Yeah.
Just whiffing on it.
Yeah.
He just
can't move his head.
Just feeling around the stump. Like,
he's got some gravel in the dick. I'm picturing like when you chop a tree down and you know how you got the rings. And the innermost one's just squirting blood out. And that's what I was going to say. My shower handle kind of like started fucking up the other day, so I had to turn it off and take it off. And I forgot how it comes out. It's just one solid stream.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so
55 pounds per square inch, homie.
It's the shower handle. You know, some of us got that fucking.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
When you get old, you get that. You get the.
I bet you. I mean, so he's got to be an exclusive urinal guy.
He has to fucking only.
Probably only sit down
stalls,
to pee, right?
He probably wears diapers, bro.
Oh, yeah. He probably. He don't got dick control no more.
Well, he probably has to do like some kind of catheter, right?
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Probably a catheter.
What about a piss evaporator? Just a little tube.
Hang on, boys.
I gotta warm this thing up.
Your piss.
They just install. They install it where the opening is.
Yeah, he's got a little solar pack,
and it's just like he pisses, and it just comes out as vapor.
Yeah. Oh, and everyone's like, "What the fuck is that smell?"
Yeah.
What the fuck is that smell?
Something he can patch on when he gets home. Mm-hmm. He don't mind his own piss.
I smelled this.
I bet you that thing's got just constantly covered with a fentanyl patch. just numb. Take me away from this mortal coil.
Man. It's like in Iron Man, his heart, but like on his dick, and it just vaporizes.
If I put a knife to my dick, if I put a knife to my dick, my dick and balls would disappear. They'd be like, I know what you're doing. I'm gonna hide up inside you right quick. You're gonna have to dig me out.
You got turtle-minded.
Dude. Yeah, dude. I got turtle-minded dick. My shit would fucking shell up, dude. It'd be like, turtle power. Boom, that sink into
it's
itself.
It's that turtle mindset.
Hell yeah, yeah. Dude. It'd sink into
Slow
itself.
Slow and steady way.
Yeah, dude. He tortoise himself right up, dude. He'd be like, I'm going to live to be 186. Fuck you, bitch. I'm going to slide up inside you.
Oh, jumps God. On and skateboarding is God. And with Valley
eating pizza.
Eating pizza. Got a dope-ass headband.
Eating pizza with weird-ass toppings on it.
Yeah, God. Just kicking out mess of piss.
Kick flipping and then vaping piss out at the same time.
Like, he becomes a ninja and the fucking mist of piss is how he like gets the sneak attack.
<It's just>
Everyone starts gagging on ammonia. Like, what the fuck?
People are just like, what's that smell? All of a sudden you got John.
Chop, 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 chop. Crazy woo.
Dude, is this poison? It's worse.
I could be wrong. Do you smell piss? It's like everywhere. It's like everywhere.
It's in my nose.
It could taste
piss.
If you
could do that with shit, that would genuinely work in the army because nobody likes anybody else's shit.
And I can't imagine pooping in combat's all that fun.
Except for that, I forgot about you can plug your nose.
Yeah, you can plug your nose. Also, you can still taste it.
Also, there are people with like shit fetishes.
Yeah, and then they'd be joining the army, and we don't want them.
We don't want those fucking weirdos snooping around our feces.
No. I don't want anybody with any weird sexual things in the army.
I want to know the guy like when they have those like those outhouses. Because the thing is, in the army and navy or army and marines, they have to burn their shit. No, they burn it with diesel fuel. So you just have one guy that's like taking scoops of it out and throwing it into a bag, and all of a sudden he's got like 65 bags. Everyone's just like, "What the fuck is the smell in the barracks right now?" I'd be like, "Fucking." Cliff is a fucking shit fetish guy. Yeah, Cliff doesn't get to burn the poop no more. So all of a sudden he's out of the poop burning business.
Have you seen those videos of those guys that crawl into like septic tanks?
Oh yes. Yeah, I've seen them. I'm gonna shoot you straight. I passed by those videos. That's not really one of mine.
Seen Schindler's List.
Yeah. That movie fucking I'll stop there. I just watched that.
Inspired you?
No, I just watched that what is it, the Auschwitz movie.
Oh, that new one?
Yeah, it's something like
I heard it was pretty good.
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah. It's all in German, but it's still don't hate it.
Tyler
Perry's Tyler Perry presents Schindler's List.
I heard it's pretty good because like they you don't even see Auschwitz. It's like everything happening
but you
around
hear
Auschwitz.
It.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
hear it.
Yeah, you
it's
hear
it.
Like, it's like ominous in the background.
Very.
And shit.
It's called God damn it.
Auschwitz Now.
No, Zone of Interest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Zone of Interest. Hmm. It's called Terminator Salvation.
Well, that's not in mine.
One of their best.
It's like the Now CD series.
Yeah.
It's like Auschwitz 17.
Yeah, this is the Auschwitz one where they didn't really want to show you. They wanted to put the ambiance of Auschwitz there. So every once in a while, they show a girl dropping apples by shovel so guys have something to eat the next day. But then you also see the train coming in. And you're like, I know what's on that train.
Hear me out. Music festival at Auschwitz. It's got a ring to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude.
No?
No.
Why? Just because you're a Russian Jew, you can't have fucking... You can't do a fucking music concert? Okay,
it's
outside
just,
of Auschwitz.
It's like cellos and shit.
No, it's all like German techno.
It's Rammstein. It's sorry. Just Rammstein. Oh, damn. Ian's not having fun anymore. Sorry about your heritage,
I'm
Jew.
Sorry it's about right. The anti-Semitism I just displayed. And I
it was
insensitive.
It's all right.
I stand with right. Whoever's not killing people.
I fucking hate Palestine.
Oh, God. How was your trip? we hit that low. What up?
He's back, baby.
Did you bathhouse it up down there?
Yeah, I did.
Hell yeah, dude.
I went one of the days that I was down there.
And you stayed at a Motel 6, right?
I stayed at a Motel 6. It was lovely. No iron or ironing board.
Or hot water.
Or no, there was
warm water.
There was lukewarm water.
Yeah.
All right.
There was no hot water.
Yeah.
You
couldn't get a steam up.
That's almost worse.
No. Well, I could get a steam up in the shower, but the sink, forget it.
No.
The sink was not getting any steam
going.
But yeah, I mean, it was fine until like until last night. Honestly, it was fine until last night when they checked in a new fucking family and they blasted the TV all night and their baby was crying on top of it.
Oh, man. Kind of makes you wish Auschwitz was real.
Yeah. Kind of wish Auschwitz was outside of Indianapolis.
That was a dude. I stayed.
Why do you stay at an Airbnb?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Why don't? Is it just too expensive?
Because I was trying to go as cheap as I could because I want to get something kind of nice in Portland.
Oh, yeah. Is Portland? It seems like you'd be able to get something nicer for cheaper in Indiana than you could in Portland.
Well, it's not about mitigating the. Like cost in that way, it's more so I just want something nice in Portland.
Yeah. Are you doing an Airbnb in Portland?
No. I honestly haven't even booked anything yet.
Dude. Airbnb. It's 10 times better.
We can talk after the show about why I won't. Oh, I'm not going to do an Airbnb. Oh,
because of cameras?
Yeah, dude. Because the cameras.
He got
a bad review the last Airbnb he stayed at. He shit in the fucking. They found he had a shit fetish. Yeah. The cameras caught him.
Whatever. Okay. all right.
No, I would rather do a hotel.
Weird.
They got room service, dude. You don't get room service at a fucking Airbnb.
Yeah, it's called fucking
Uber Eats or whatever. And also, like, to get an Airbnb that's worth it, you kind of need to go in with other people.
You're a sucker for the solo trip. You're an only child.
I'm a fucking lone wolf,
bro. You can get like rooms and a kitchen.
I don't want to be in a house with the person who owns the house as I'm renting the fucking room.
Or some spooky ass hostel.
Yeah,
I had this one in Oakland. It was literally just bedroom, shower.
Yeah, I had one in Brooklyn, and the guy was there the whole time, and it was so fucking awkward.
Oh, no. You had your own room. They had their little house on the other side.
I mean, I had my own room, but he was still there.
Oh, yeah.
How's he supposed to bring Walter back with this guy fucking hanging out in the fucking kitchen the whole time?
Oh, no, it ain't like that. It's just stairway to a hall with multiple
bedrooms. Yeah, yours, not the one that he's going to stay in Portland. Yeah. In Portland,
you can find those, though.
They do have an app called Mr. B&B, which is gay guys that are Airbnb-ing their place.
Of course.
And, like, you can filter for, like, nude only. So you can rent a Mr. B&B where you have to be naked when you're there.
Like, it's fucking freezing.
Can you at least start the fireplace, please? Look at these balls.
What's it like in Portland right now? Is it nice?
I think it's nice.
Isn't it always? Or no?
I don't think it dips.
It's rainy.
It's rainy. I don't think it gets like lower than like 50. Right?
I loved Portland when I was there. I had a blast in that fucking town.
I've never been out west outside of like Vegas.
I think Saturday we're doing the Adidas headquarters tour.
Oh yeah,
And we get at the end of the tour, I guess we get to go into the store, and we get the employee discount.
And he gets to make his own shoes.
Oh, do you for real?
Oh, is that? I didn't know that.
I just ruined something.
I don't give a shit, dude.
That's a bummer.
My bad.
I don't give a shit.
All right.
I'm going to make some sweet ass sambas.
Enjoy making your
I'm going to make some now Adidas. And later sambas.
Yeah.
Be like, where's the Converse store? I want to make some Hakeem's. I'm going to make some Hakeem's at the Spalding store.
Some watermelon now and later sambas. That's what I'm making.
Nice. I like it.
Knows what he wants.
Pink and seeded laces.
Yeah, and green.
Yep.
Watermelon samba. Some kid at my at the middle school where my kid goes, a kid won a shoe contest where he got to create his own shoe from some chick that does like shoe refurbishing. And his was literally like the most basic shoe, but everyone like blew up about it because it ended up being like a caramel swoosh. Like he was just like, I want everything to be caramel. And I looked at the shoe, I was like, that shoe is dope as fuck. Like, I was like, it's a dope fucking shoe, dude. It's just a white with the caramel color, everything. I was like, that's clean ass shoe.
You know what I fucking used to love? When, on like Wu-Tang albums, when Ghostface would talk about dyeing his shoes.
Yeah,
that
dude.
That was so fucking great.
Yeah, dude. You got to think, this is someone sitting in his room at some, like, over the course of the night smoking blunts. I don't want to go out, man. I want to make these shoes blacker. Yeah. I need to make these shoes dark.
Take the laces up.
Dyeing his shoes.
Man, I got some whack ass shoes now.
Yo, bitch, I fucked
bad.
Your friend. Yeah, you stanko. Seen on the elevator, honey, grab my cane. You put me on that mega shit, about to slap the bitch. She shot crazy verbal. I leaned back like I'm rich. It took place late night on February 17th. Hands flooded like ink. My face on her magazine. Just got back from Honolulu, pocket stacking buku cash. Girlfriend sipped her yoo-hoo and laughed, yo, when I was on tour. Sorry, I'll be done with that.
I mean, you should have put out a beat, but.
Yeah, we could have.
You could have.
Had you screaming while you was biting on my cables?
What was that?
How'd your shows go? How'd those comedy shows
were they,
go?
Were they packed out or no?
They were good. I did the first show at the Brick Room, which is in Noblesville, which is like 30 minutes north of Indianapolis.
So it's like they're spread out around.
Just that Indian. One. Oh, everything okay. else was in, like everything else was around Black Circle, but that one was the only one that was kind of like out there. That was my first show. That one was pretty good. I mean, Brick Room's like a small room, but it's like it's fun because it's small. It doesn't take much to pack it out,
right?
And like it's just fun.
How many seats is it?
It's probably. I mean, depending on how you set it up, you can probably if you do tables, you can probably get about like 15 to 20 people. If you do rows, it's probably like 30.
Okay.
And they did rows that night, and it was pretty much sold out. It was fun.
How many people fit in the indie?
60.
60?
Yeah.
So it's a little bit smaller than the indie.
It's bigger than the indie. Or, yeah, smaller than the indie. Yeah. Yeah.
The indie really can fit that many people in
yeah.
it?
Yeah. I mean, comfortably, it's like 55, but we can squeeze 5 extra in if we have to.
No shit.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you have
to. I thought the other day, like 20.
No, it's 60.
Wow.
You got to think, too, you might have 4 comics. I mean, for Sam Talent, it was packed to the fucking. There's pushing. Yeah. Yeah. 75 people.
The first time Patton came there, people were out in the hallway.
Yeah. It's fucking. It's a small room that make. And the thing is, it gets so many people in there. The ventilation in there is yeah. fucking gnarly.
The second show I did was on Saturday, I think. Whatever. The second show was like a gay themed show. It was like all the gay comics on the festival. So that one was fun. And then the last show I did was last night. And
you said it was kind of light, wasn't it?
It was a little light. Actually, wait, they threw me on the late show on what was it? Saturday. I did the late show Saturday. That was late show Saturday was fine. Like people are like tired.
Was it at Black Circle?
Yeah,
yeah.
But at that point, like people are tired, and a lot of people left. But like you know, they were fine. It was fun. You know, yeah. It was a fun show. Plus it's like, because it's so late and because everybody's like so tired, yeah. you can just fuck around.
Yeah.
Nobody really expects you
Does
to take
Price
it serious.
Run the whole thing?
No, he's not part of Middle Ground.
Oh, he's not.
No. I mean, you know, he's around and shit, mm-hmm. but he's not like really part of Middle Ground. Right. His is Let's Fest.
Right.
And then, the last show was last night, yesterday. And that was, I opened for Lace Larrabee. And it was like, it was a little light, but you know, it was still fun.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, all the shows were fun. Yeah. You know?
Like, no drama.
No, not that I saw.
Did you tell my joke that I wrote for you?
I did not.
The Kroger joke?
No. I did not.
No.
I have not had time to sit down and write that joke. So.
All right, fine.
You're like, I already wrote it.
Yeah. I wrote it for him.
It's but, written.
But yeah, it was fun, man. It's a fun festival.
Who'd you see there that you were like, damn? Who's that chick you just said? You said you met her. You
saw I met her. I actually met her in St. Louis. Her name is Gabby Watts. She's very funny. I met her in St. Louis last year, but she was here as well. There were like a couple people who had like really good sets, and I can't remember who they were now. Fuck, whatever. I can't remember. There were like, it was a higher quality festival than I think you would expect from it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like looking at you, I think because you think of Let's Comedy as mm-hmm. being like the like Indianapolis comedy scene. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. when you know the Let's Comedy brand is not part of it, mm-hmm. you maybe start to think it's like, you know, like a tier below or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, dude. I mean, it was insane. Like everybody was fucking funny.
That's how many sweet. People were there?
Like comics.
Yeah,
I think it was like 30.
All right,
I think it was like 30 comics.
Did most people get 3 shows?
Yeah, everybody got at least 3.
Yeah,
and then like they would throw you on extra shit if like right. they had room or whatever,
or that's if sweet. You're like style fit.
Yeah, probably. It was probably had a little bit to do with style. Probably also a little bit to do with if they just liked you.
Yeah.
That's why you did 9 shows.
Yeah. I think I've got like 5 in Portland.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they put me on like 5 shows
over the weekend. Big, are there big names in Portland?
Yeah, I'm opening for Patton.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Fuck, I can't remember. I always forget. I've looked this up like 4 times this weekend, and I cannot remember.
Burnout. Stiff, fucking,
fuck. I really hope they like my joke out there.
I haven't eaten, bro. I'm starving.
We're almost done.
Yeah.
Cry me a river.
All right.
You got lamb in the oven right now?
No.
Yeah, what are you going to get?
I don't know.
He's going to go home and make chili.
I got some chicken to the sea in the car.
What are you going to do? What are you going to get?
I don't want to get some
I got a 30 rack of fucking tuna in my ride.
Mm-hmm.
Some of those.
Yep.
Get out of my face.
With an army opener, dude. Yeah. That's all. Yeah. Not a fancy opener.
Ew.
An army opener. Oh, do you drink the water?
I don't even like tuna.
The tuna water? Do you drink the tuna water?
I ain't afraid of the tuna water.
Me either, bro.
We save the tuna water for the cats.
Oh, yeah.
The cats love the tuna water.
Yeah.
I'll put it on dog food every once in a while. I'll take a little sip every once in a while. Fuck yeah, I'm
all day taking sips. God damn.
Cat food is a different story.
Cat food?
Oh, yeah.
No, the cats love tuna water. They'll just come up and drink it.
Mm-hmm. You'll eat meat cat food?
Right now.
Yeah?
Meow, 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 meow.
Shut up. You won't.
Who are the people at Portland besides Patton?
Oh, probably the only other like really big name that people would like recognize that are not like comedy nerds would be like Steve Agee.
Oh, okay.
Like, there's a couple of, like AJ Wilkerson, like he's pretty big, but if like you're a comedy fan.
Yeah.
Is Stuart Huff going to be there killing it?
No, he's not going to be in Portland.
Damn. That's a hell of a drive from Athens, Georgia.
Yeah. Natalie Palomides, she's on it. He's not listed as a headliner, but I don't know, he kind of is. But Curtis Cook, he's gonna be there.
Does he cook?
He's like he went viral on the indies TikTok
because
he did a joke about being mixed race and everybody called him racist.
That's the thing, all my son's friends, my son's 13 and all of his friends are like, dude, you cooked. That was fire. You cooked.
Yeah.
And, oh, man, you guys cooked today. That shit was fire. You guys cooked. That shit was hot. And I was just like, is that the new thing? You all say that you cooked? He's like, yeah, we cooked. And I was like, cook me something then.
Yeah. Where's the substance?
What's the substance to it? Show me some cooking.
Yeah. I'm hungry.
I was like, feed me, baby boy. Yeah. Feed me, baby boy.
You cooked today? What, on Call of Duty? Did you make any money?
Mm-mm. Did you contribute to the fucking society that surrounds you?
You just cooked and nobody ate the food.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's probably got something
old on them.
They went and took a nap.
Sounds to me like you undercooked, homie. That's what I'm going to say to him next. I'm going to be like, you undercooked.
You cooked in Indy.
I heard you cooked in Indy.
No, I did all right.
That's good to hear.
Sounds like you started a saute, at least.
Sounds like you browned some shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I browned some onions and garlic. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. You cut your carrots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I reduced some red wine.
You know? Hell yeah, dude.
Yep.
I did some reduction. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I made some gravy. I might have made a little gravy when I was out there.
I rude. I rude out there.
Oh, man. I'm going to make fun of my son so much tonight. Yeah. Because I can't make fun of my daughter because she got into a car wreck today and she's fucking all devastated and heartbroken and is afraid it's going to cost me too much money, which it will. But I also don't want to make her feel bad, so I got to take it out of my son. Mm-hmm. That's how life works, man.
Take it out of the boy.
He's a boy. He can handle it.
Yeah, he can handle it.
Yeah. I'd be like, hey, Mikey, you're undercooked, bitch. Or say something like that.
Something maybe. Like that.
Be like,
on Call of Duty, they call people sweaty. You're like, you're sweating, and then everything's butt cheeks, too, you know, like sweaty cheeks.
Yeah, my
like,
buddy's like, about Drew, or it's all about Mikey says that, too. He goes, oh, that's cheeks. I don't like that.
It's cheeks.
Like, cheeks. Yeah, it's butt cheeks. Like, butt cheeks are dope.
Yeah, butt cheeks are awesome.
It's a fucking
fantastic.
That's the thing. These younger kids, they're not into sex anymore.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
But the language is
leading the troop.
He legit asked my wife, he was like, you guys still have to about me and her, you guys still have sex? And she was like, yeah. Like, and he was like, you've had sex this year? and she was like, yeah. And he was like, oh man, because he thought you only fuck to have kids. And I was like, what are you, a fucking pilgrim? What are you, a fucking, you're a Puritan now? Like,
I mean, I think,
to procreate?
I think that's a reflection on the parents, particularly the dad.
Yeah.
Maybe.
He was just checking in on her.
Yeah, probably. And he goes, but he was just like, I mean, literally guffawed, jaw on the floor. Like, he comes
in the room. He's like, wait, do you guys still have sex? And you guys are like, well, yeah. And then he immediately just puts fists up to you. Right. Fucking my mom.
Well, that was just like, because he was making comments over the other day, and I leaned over to my wife, and I was like, I'm about to tell him that I fucked his mom this morning. And she was like, do not fucking say that to him. And I was like, I'm going to fuck with him bad. I could fuck with him so bad. I'm so bad. I want to fuck with him so bad. But I didn't. Like, yeah, I fucked your mom last night and this morning. As
he's like,
fact.
He just like does the Notre Dame Irishman fist. He's like, you fucking my mom?
Yeah. Did you say something? You touching my mom immorally? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. All the time, bitch.
As much as possible. I make her say your name.
Ew.
Call your boy down here.
Ew.
So I say, I fucking grab her right here. Call your fucking boy down here. I'm just kidding. I would never do that, dude. Sex is dirty in my house.
Wrong.
Hell yeah, it is. It's immoral.
It's great.
You should only have sex to procreate like the pilgrims intended.
Nope.
That's my opinion. What are you talking about? You're like asexual. You've been asexual for like 6 years. And you fuck a girl with your big Magnum condom dick. And
well,
for 6 weeks, 2 months. Then beat the baby out of her.
He didn't beat the baby out of her. He just secretly fed her his alcohol.
Put her on an alcohol drip in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
He said, my tummy hurts.
He was like, here, try some of this sparkling cider.
Yeah.
It's not alcohol. It's sparkling cider.
No, drink a gallon of it.
Yeah.
Tastes so good.
It's good.
Real good.
Yeah. You do have the creepiest voice of the group.
Yeah, I'm a creepy guy. What the fuck are you saying? I'm a fucking, yeah. I like being creepy, though.
You're not creepy, man. You don't creep me out.
Sure. Bro.
You don't creep me out, all right, bro.
Now I'm just going to stalk you.
Go ahead. And then, like, that's creepy.
At a weird moment,
no,
just
don't
pop up and
like
be
that.
Like, hey. You'll be like, hey. Like,
well, that's creepy.
They won't
you'll,
like
you'll be
it.
Sleeping. You'll come out in the morning and he'll be standing in your living room and be like, I think you have a cracked slab.
Yeah.
I'll be like, you're creepy.
You're
I'm
creepy.
Sorry.
Okay, you win.
I didn't call you creepy.
Yep.
You can drive all the way home now. You dumb fuck. And I'm not even going to give you breakfast.
But there was some lamb in the fridge.
You already ate by that time?
Oh, I would make my own breakfast.
You'd have a picnic out on my lawn.
You'd wake up smelling bacon. You wake up smelling chili. And you'd be like, what the fuck? Did someone make night chili here last night?
He fired up my grill.
Yeah, he's had your grill fired up with chili on it. He's shit faced.
You get up. You get up
trying to flip the chili.
You get up in the middle of the night.
Drinking
go
a bottle of champagne.
you get up in the middle of the night to take a piss, and Ian's just in your fucking kitchen chopping onions.
I'm good, bro. I'm
in the dark chopping
Ian's,
onions in the
Ian's
dark.
Neck deep in your toilet with his mouth open.
Yeah.
Just like, go piss on me.
Do it.
Bet
you won't.
Bet you won't. See if you can hit the throat. Fill up my balloon. I'm like the clown at the carnival, dude. Fill up the balloon on my head.
Yeah. You're saying that ain't creepy?
That would be, sure. On that, yeah. I could out creep you, dude.
You guys are both
sure,
honestly,
bro.
Like,
I'll have your whole house.
We'll have a night.
Fish wired.
How about fish wired?
You know what I mean? I'll be from my house. I'll pull a fish wire and close your door.
Sure. Good luck.
64 miles
turns
of fish wire.
Yeah.
Oh, challenge accepted. We're going to have a creep off.
I'll tie fish wire to your
dick. We are at an hour.
Pickles. Slam the door.
There
that's
you go.
A good time to end.
It is a good time to end. I have the only show I got coming up, I think, is I'm doing one at the Indy, and then I have your gay show in Kalamazoo in June 1st.
Nice. Yeah.
Tell them about that.
Yeah, I think it's June 1st. So,
you have to add me to that fucking chat, too.
I think they're going to make a separate chat for the openers.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. Well, honestly, I have no idea. I have no idea.
Am I even on it? Do we know if I'm on it?
Yeah, I gave them your name.
Okay.
They wanted us to give. So basically the show, it's a pride show, and all of the gay comics on the show are considered the headliners, and we have to bring a straight person as our opener, because on this show, the straight people have to do the hard work.
That's funny. I like that.
I
it's like
that.
Reparations.
It is. It's a lot.
That's offensive.
There should be black rooms like that.
After
that would be a great black
room. After this show, slate is wiped clean. We're all equal.
Okay.
That should be the February 1st. It should be all the reparations show where the white people have to open for the black dudes and just eat shit.
I might come.
Just eat shit, but the white comics got to pay fucking $600 to get in. No?
No.
It's a thought.
I was just happy there's peace.
He goes, nope.
You got Portland next week? Got any shows this week?
Yeah, I got Portland. No, I don't have it. Well, I mean, I'm probably going to go to open mics tomorrow and Wednesday, but...
Just tighten up your shit.
Yeah. But I don't have anything other than open mics Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, maybe Sunday. No, not... No, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I got shows in Portland. Nice.
What do you got, Nikki?
Roast Battle, the 11th. Be there, dude.
It's
going to be a big one, yes, of May.
Am I on that?
Oh, yeah, I'm judging that, aren't I?
You're judging that.
Oh.
And my good friend has his wedding that night, so Mercer will be me. I told him he has to wear the wig. And he was like, oh, fuck yeah. I was like, fuck yeah, dude. First person I asked. Oh, you're looking down on me now because I'm bailing on my own show?
Well, I'm bailing on my... the smoke show's Thursday. I'm not going to be there.
Where are you going to be at?
You're not going to go now?
You're in Portland that night.
What?
You're not going to go now?
Ray's going to open it, and I think he's going to do it like shotgun style, where like each comic just
Let me know if he
one.
Wants help.
Yeah, I'll let him know.
All right. I can see. I could even send him a text, even if you want him to.
You want to? I don't care.
I'm
like... but yeah, he'll host it, and then it'll probably just be like shotgun style, like I said.
Right. Hell yeah.
Any dates?
No.
Just the 11th. You got nothing?
I saw a lot of cool bands in the last week and a bit. Fucking rocking out. I'm fucking stoked.
That'd have been great to start the podcast.
Yeah, but, you know. Yeah.
No college tours.
No college tours, just good music.
Just good music, dude.
Good music.
That's how you live your life.
Fucking living it.
I gotta get this other hearing aid fixed, dude. I'm fucking deaf
pickles.
As a fucking
pickles.
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 Cucumbers.
Pickles.
Yeah.